Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. It is Thanksgiving week, and so we will be matching with the lunch show programming. We will not have any episodes airing on Thursday or Friday, and so we'll be just Monday through Wednesday this week, and hope you have a great holiday week with your family. But we are in Luke chapter 20, and so far we've witnessed this question parade, we called it, but now it's Jesus' turn. Of all the things that Jesus could have asked them, those who are listening to him, what would you think he would ask? Maybe, how could you be so clueless? Why do I even give you the time of day? Do you want to rethink any other questions you might have? Or, who do you think you are? Perhaps it would have felt good to ask some of those questions, but he didn't. In fact, he asks a variation of the last one that we just asked. Instead of asking, who do you think you are, Jesus essentially asks, who do you think I am? Matthew and Mark also record this discussion, and Matthew indicates that the Pharisees are who Jesus was talking to here, and they actually answered Jesus' question, which was, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? Matthew reports the Pharisees' response, which was, the son of David. And so while this isn't a study of Matthew's gospel, he does give us a bit more dialogue than what Luke does here. But let's go ahead and read Luke's record in Luke chapter 20 and verses 41 through 47. Luke 20, beginning in verse 41. But he said to them, how can they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. David thus calls him Lord, so how is he his son? And in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and love greetings in the marketplaces and the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation. For the Pharisees to respond that Christ was the descendant of David, King David, that is, it was not a wrong answer. As Matthew records the genealogy of Christ in Matthew chapter 1 and mentions David specifically in verse 6. But that's just the human element of Jesus. He did have an earthly heritage, including not only David, but go back even further to Abraham. Jesus was the seed promise from God to Abraham. But go back even further. In the Gospel of John, we read from the jump in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And then if you go down to verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. And so no doubt John is introducing us to Jesus to begin his gospel account. So, for Jesus to point out that David refers to him as Lord, he asks a valid follow-up. So, how is he his son? Jesus is pointing out the fact that he is God. He is eternal. And so then we see Jesus turning to address just his disciples, making it clear that these scribes had what some may call a God complex, but were certainly no gods at all. They knew something about God's law, and yet they couldn't see that God in the flesh was right in front of them. While they may have had the notoriety that they were looking for with people, Jesus makes it clear that they certainly wouldn't have that with God. And the same can be said for anyone who can't recognize in this life and in this book that Jesus is the Son of God. He always has been. And he always will be. And so may we be sure that we recognize Jesus not only as God's beloved Son, but our beloved Savior. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.